ask God to help us, because only God can help black people where they are. Black people had Africa, that big old continent over there. They never built one boat that was seaworthy, not one.
Hi guys, my name is Modi and you are welcome to Modi Speaks. I am very sure that this video we are about to discuss today will earn me my biggest enemies on YouTube. Black people are going to be so mad at me for bringing this topic to light, because this issue we are going to be looking at today is something that they are very much aware of, but some of them will prefer it stays hidden, okay? So I know that they are going to be mad at me for exposing this truth. The fact is, I have to bring up this conversation. Yes, they are difficult conversations, but they must be had. Now, there was a particular occasion where I was having a conversation with an acquaintance of mine, and we were discussing the fact that Africa is extremely lagging behind in terms of development and economic progress when compared to other countries in the world. My acquaintance said something to me, and my response to her has a direct link to the video we are about to witness in just a minute. She said, "But some African countries are doing all right." And I said, "What countries are you talking about?" And then she said, "Countries like Egypt, South Africa, Tunisia." And I said, "First of all, don't mention North African countries. Those people look more white than African. And as for South Africa, that country wouldn't be anything to write home about if those white people don't live there." And she got offended. She got seriously offended. She was like, "What do you mean? How can you say that?" She got quite emotional. But I was just being real, okay? If there were no white people in South Africa, if white people were not involved in one way or the other in the leadership of that country, South Africa would not be the respected country that it is today. It would not be the powerhouse that it is today as far as Black Africa is concerned. But anyway, let's jump into the video that brought us here. It involves a Black American preacher telling it like this without mincing words. Let's go.
Ask God to help us, because only God can help Black people where they are. Black people had Africa, that big old continent over there. They never built one boat that was seaworthy. Not one. There's not one monument in Africa, in all of Africa. I know you're talking about Egypt. Egypt is not Africa. There are no great cities that were built. Even before the first colonization of white people coming to the shores of Africa or the slave ships, black men built nothing. No sewer system. No houses above one level. And none of them made out of stone. All of them made out of grass and wood. Black men. Before the white man ever got to Africa. The worst thing that could ever happen to South Africa was when they gave it to Nelson Mandela and black folk. That was a great nation. Now, notwithstanding apartheid was wrong, we all know it's wrong. I'm against it. There should have been some other resolution, though, than turning it over to Nelson Mandela. Disease, AIDS, and crime is running wild in Johannesburg. They're killing one another over there. They're dying of sickness. The government is mismanaged. The people who ran the nation are now leaving the nation because black folk don't know how to run no nation. They don't know how, and we need to admit it. I know you don't like it, but you need to stop shucking and jiving. We got a problem. Nigeria produces oil every year, yet the children over there are hungry and pot-bellied and walking barefoot. We got a problem. You talk about the Hutus and the Tutsis. Look what's going on in Zimbabwe now with Mugabe. We got a problem, black folk. And forget about Zimbabwe and South Africa, Nigeria. Look at what y'all have done in Harlem. You can't even hold on to Harlem. We got a problem. Black folk don't understand the world. You can get mad with me all you want. You can say what you want, but you can't prove me wrong. Now, I'm not saying this because I hate black folk. I'm saying it because I love you enough to tell the truth. And the only person going to ever help us get out of the situation is going to be God. There's something wrong with the black man's mind. There's something wrong with his mind. He does not understand the world. He doesn't. I don't care if he learned medicine. He doesn't understand the world. He can't even hold on to Harlem. When he was here, he moved out. We got to talk to the Lord. People, we got to talk to God. And black women, Shirley Chisholm, Harriet Tubman, Coretta King, one of her boys, yeah, okay, then we got a black president. But you black women, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all gonna let that white woman, what's wrong with you black women voting for Barack? Don't you understand? It should have been a black womb if you're gonna have a black president. What's wrong with you? Y'all ain't got no sense, you black women. Your men treat you like the dogs, like your dogs. They walk all over you. They make you pay the bills at home. And then the preachers pimp you in the churches and make you pay the bills. Y'all crazy black women buying these black men private jets, the tune of $50 million for a to ride around in a private jet. And you talking about, look at our pastor. What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And what's wrong with a black man that would take that kind of money out of a poor neighborhood and buy himself a private jet? What's wrong with y'all niggas? What's wrong with you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you, black women? What's wrong with you voting for Barack Obama? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? Crazy. Black people, let me tell y'all something. If you don't ever hear me say preach again, they can kill me tomorrow. But let me tell you something. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what he is. He can be a doctor. He can be an astrophysicist. The nigga got no sense. You talk to him. You talk to a black man. He doesn't understand the world. He's never built anything. The most the black people have ever done, they did it here in America under white people's help. When they were in Africa, they didn't do nothing.
Not one single lie detected. The ending part of this pastor's speech is the biggest truth of them all. The most that any black person was able to accomplish or invent was done in the West under the supervision and the influence of the white man. Back in Africa, in Wakanda land, they did nothing, absolutely nothing. I love this part because most of you are going to start crying, oh, but Africans invented everything. You guys are going to start crying and calling me all sort of names in the comment section, but I am just saying the truth. Oh, black people invented a traffic light. They didn't do that in Africa. They did it in the West under the influence of the white man. Oh, black people invented the gas mask, modern toilet, elevator, the carbon filament light bulbs, automatic gear shift, the fire extinguisher, yada, yada, yada. They never did that in Africa. They did that in America, in white people's environment, under the supervision of the same white people they detest. Haven't you asked yourself why these black inventions never came out of Africa or were never done by Africans in Africa? This pastor mentioned Nigeria being a leading producer of oil, yet Nigerian children can't find good food to eat. Now, I am Nigeria, so let me tell you this. My country is the second largest oil producing country in the whole of Africa. The whole of Africa, and then the 16th largest oil producer in the entire world. Yet, we have nothing to show for it. We cannot even boast of steady power supply. Some areas in my country can go for months without seeing electricity. I mean months, okay? Every Nigerian family has their own external power generator, which they purchase at very high cost just to have electricity in their homes. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Any single tarred road you see in my country, Nigeria, no matter how small or how simple, is being built by foreign contractors who we are paid by our own government, okay, to build it because we lack the technical know-how. Every tall building you find in big cities, every complex and intricate engineering design you find back in Nigeria was made by a foreigner. Yet, Africans build the world. We built everywhere. We invented everything, but we never invented things in Africa. Now, I'm only talking about Nigeria because I lived there. I have experienced there. I'm not even talking about other African countries with black people living in it. Remember that Nigeria is the giant of Africa, meaning that it is 10 times better than most countries in black Africa. Now, if the giant of Africa, Nigeria, is in shambles, imagine how pygmies of Africa would be. I mean, the other countries that are not considered giants of Africa. We always claim to have built the whole world. But my question is, why can't we build Africa at least? Why can't we invent those magnificent inventions in Africa today? Why do we still look like Rome in the 3rd centuries? There is really something wrong with the African mentality. Take any country in Africa and give it to the Japanese or the Chinese or to the white men and watch them turn it into a paradise in 10 years. And you have people willing to visit and relocate to this paradise in about 20 years. But give a country like Finland or Poland to Africans and come back in the next 10 years and be greeted with a shithole. And I'm not even kidding.
Say that from what I'm understanding, in third world countries, anything that is not under maintenance is because, you know, we don't care.
No, you care. It's not in the concept. Travel the 54 countries in Africa and ask each person in every country, what is wrong with your country? Leadership. Leadership. All of you say the same word. So let me ask you, since 1960, the country has been picking the wrong leader every 4 years. Not a single railway built by the British is in Nigeria today, but the one they built in their country that same year, it's still running. Not a single railway built in Ghana in 1960 is still there today. What do you know in that country that has been properly maintained by the people every day and it works perfectly?
It's hard for people to maintain things when they're not gaining a lot.
No. It's hard for people to maintain things when they don't have the concept of maintenance in their culture. What is the one word in Igbo for maintenance?
Maintenance is, there's no direct English word for that. It doesn't translate directly to maintenance.
That's correct. How about you?
It doesn't translate.
That's correct.
But it translates to like take care of.
No, that is not maintenance. What is the one word for repair in Igbo?
Imezi.
Exactly. What is the one word for repair in You see? I'm driving you to somewhere. What is the one word for democracy in Igbo language? You don't. How about you? You don't. You're trying to practice something that is not in the concept of the language. There is no African country, and I've done it through Kenya, through Adaniral, that has an equivalent of the word maintenance.
Well, in order to maintain something, you have to have it first. Correct.
No, if I leave it for you, you can maintain it. The British left a lot of things in this country when they left. They established the hospitals, they established the fire station, the post offices, the railway lines, the roads they built before they left. You are not able to maintain it because you don't have that concept. Well, because your environment, the tropical environment of Africa, the way you build your houses, the material you use, you don't require maintenance. Every country that is called industrialized countries today, one of the things you know about them is maintenance of what they have. That's why we have buildings here that are about 250 years old, 300 years old in this country. There are buildings in other countries of Europe that are 700 years ago. The Notre Dame that burned in France was a 13th century building. Do you know what kept it that long till today? Maintenance is a culture.